I'm back with the bridge, and this article is titled Rare Birds to Benefit from Nature Reserve Extension, but it does make clear it's an extract from an article written by Miranda Norris in the Oxford Times in mid-November. The RSPB's Otmoor Nature Reserve is to be extended. This initiative is part of a collaboration between Chartwell District Council and the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds, RSPB, to establish the district's second habitat bank. The 21-hectare site will be managed by the RSPB and will provide a sanctuary for rare and at-risk wading birds such as lapwing, redshank, curlew and snipe. It will also boost the presence of ecological valuable plant and invertebrate species. Councillor Jean Conway, portfolio holder for Planning and Development Management, said, "Otmoor is a real treasure when it comes to wetland habitats, and sustaining populations of some of the UK's most beautiful wader species. With their unrivalled knowledge and years of experience at Otmoor, the RSPB are the perfect partner to help us bring forward this new habitat bank. The initiative is part of the Council's response to new legislation governing biodiversity net gain, requiring developers to fund nature restoration." James Robinson, the RSPB's Chief Operating Officer, said, "We're delighted to be launching our first biodiversity net gain site at RSPB Otmoor, a haven for wildlife in the heart of Oxfordshire. Otmoor is one of the largest inland wetlands in the country, providing a crucial habitat for a variety of important species such as lapwings, redshanks and curlews. Work is underway to convert the former agricultural site into a floodplain grazing marsh, a habitat identified by the government as a priority for wildlife conservation. Wetlands features, known as scrapes and foot drains, will be created in parts of the bank, while other areas will be reseeded using seeds from the adjacent Otmoor site of special scientific interests. Habitat banks allow large-scale nature restoration, joining up ecosystems and making them more resilient."